One case in point, when the Iranians launched a series of denial-of-service attacks against our financial sector, I think it was in 2013 or so, the initial interagency impulse was to counterattack, but in a measured, precise way. And what restrained us was lack of confidence in our ability to absorb a counter-retaliation. We couldn't be sure it would be similarly measured and proportional and legalistic, which is the way we do it, or what the second order, third order, or unintended effects might be. So we have to recognize and accept that it's inevitable that we're going to be attacked, and the real issue is how resilient can we be to recover. And in the absence of that resilience and the confidence it gives us, it will continue to inhibit our responses. And so and this imperative on defense and resilience applies not just to the federal government writ large and to DOD and the Intelligence Committee, but applies equally to people sitting in the White House Situation Room or boardrooms.